Coming up on episode number 706, it's time to once again delve into the band from England known as Queen, as we have another Queen cover story celebrating the 40th anniversary of the formation of the band. This is an extra large show, and we have a guest with us, and we'll get to all that in just a moment. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville, where we listen to the music of one band or an artist, all told through the music of covers. Tonight, that band is Queen. Yes, 40 years ago, 1970, Freddie Mercury, or Frederick Bulsara, was asked by his flatmate to help out a couple of guys. Who was it? I know it wasn't all four of them. Was it Roger Taylor and Brian May first, and then they pulled in John Deacon?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And let me go ahead and, you know, while we're on the subject, let's introduce the special guest here. You've met him before on Coverville here. Of course, he's been a part of Coverville Musically Challenged. Welcome to the show, George, Uncle George.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. And
we've been begging to do this show for...
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, well, just to put in perspective, the first Queen cover story was episode 197.
Yep.
And I remember you, when you found out that I did that Queen cover story, you were bummed that I didn't have you on the show for that one. So,
it's good. It's a mulligan here.
That's right. Well, it's good to have you back, and it's good to have you on this show. And it's appropriate that we have you on this show because Queen is your favorite band.
Absolutely.
Yes, without question. And let's see here. Shoot, I'm getting notes from the chat room that there's no sound on George. We'll fix that in the first set here.
Oh.
But speaking of the first set now, so we talked about 40 years ago being the formation of the band. 30 years ago in September 1980, the band came out with their first number one album. That would be The Game, and the lead-off track, if I remember correctly, was this one, or at least the original version of this one. Here's a cover of Another One Bites the Dust by a group called The Easy Outs, and this comes from a brand new tribute to Queen called Horse Feathers and Animal Crackers.
Down the street, wise brim bold way down.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shares and
grow. Can't you see what did you have to do? Give it up.
That is a UK singer named Little Boots. Actually, Little Boots is her pseudonym, of course. Her real name is Victoria Hesketh, and had a hit single called New in Town. If you haven't heard that one, absolutely worth checking out. It's not a cover, so I can't play it on the show. She is now performing solo as Little Boots, but she used to be part of a band called Dead Disco, and that's her cover of Freddie Mercury's Love Kills. You'll find that on her 2009 EP called Illuminations. Great cover there. Anything you want to say? I mean, I guess I should.
I thought that cover was fabulous. First time I'd heard it, and I really like it.
It changes it up quite dramatically from the original as far as
making a nice club sound to it.
Yes, absolutely. And before that, Under Pressure, this one was a collaboration by The Used and My Chemical Romance. They released it as a single in 2005, of course, originally done by Queen with David Bowie. Before that, Nevermore. That was done by Midge Ure from Ultravox. He put out an album called 10 in 2008, all cover album called 10, and included that one, kind of a deeper cut by Queen. Is that early or late?
That's from the second Queen album. It was part of the sequence of songs that kind of flowed into each other on side two.
Okay. Very cool. And then before that, we had, I'll talk about both of them together, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, because you have to play those together, right? Even in cover format. We Will Rock You was done by Ludwig von 88 from the 1994 album 12 Plums pour Peter Les Tubes.
Easy for you to say.
Sure, exactly. The We Are the Champions cover, this one I was really excited to play. Yeah, it's kind of faithful to the original, but what's really, really cool about it is it's a demo recorded by Andy Sturmer and Lyle Workman. Now, Andy Sturmer was one of the guys behind Jellyfish, great power pop outfit from the late 80s, early 90s. Lyle Workman, another person from one of my favorite bands, from Bourgeois Tag. He was on their very first album in 1986. He also was the composer and band leader for the soundtrack to the film Superbad. As a matter of fact, he's been involved with all of those comedies, Get Him to the Greek, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, 40-Year-Old Virgin, all those soundtracks. And he's also known to Todd Rundgren fans as the lead guitarist on Nearly Human and Second Wind. So he is quite well known in power pop circles. Lyle Workman, Andy Sturmer, with their cover of We Are the Champions. And we start out set off with a very different version of Another One Bites the Dust. You gotta love it when they change the melody up so dramatically that you're, you know, a minute into the song before you realize what song they're actually covering. That is a group called The Easy Outs, and that is from a brand new tribute. Well, it came out at the beginning of this year. A new tribute to Queen called Horse Feathers and Animal Crackers, a tribute to Queen, a very tongue-in-cheek reference to a couple of other Queen albums that maybe reference some movies that have something in common with those two. I don't know what else to say about that. You know, Marx Brothers fans will get it. Queen fans will get it. And there you go.
And the News of the World album was almost called Duck Soup.
Oh, was it really? So almost, they were going to continue with
the
whole...
They were considering it.
Wow. That's funny. Really quickly, and let me tell you that Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audible. Audiblepodcasts.com/Coverville is where you can download a free book right now. Get a free Audible podcast book, or I'm sorry, get a free Audible book from your friends at Audible and from Coverville just by going to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. All right, let's go ahead and go into some covers by Queen. Let's look at something that they did before they were Queen. Now, where does Larry Lurex take place in relation to Smile? Because Smile was another Queen.
They were almost concurrent. If I'm remembering my history correctly, Smile was formed, and then Freddie Mercury came into the group. And as a favor to an engineer at the studios where they were recording, they put together a couple of songs, cover versions. One was the Beach Boys song, I Can Hear Music. The other was the song we'll hear shortly. Mm-hmm. And instead of calling themselves Smile, they did a takeoff on the Gary Glitter name at the who was big at the time with Rock and Roll Part 1 and 2. So they changed Gary Glitter to Larry Lurex. Lurex is a kind of like a shiny LeMay fabric.
Okay.
So that's where that name came from.
That makes sense. Sound quality on this one's a little, you know, not quite as good as what we've heard before. But, God, you've got to hear this. It is Queen covering Dusty Springfield and a track called Going Back.
You're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big, you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be.
class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so crazy you can't follow the rules.
The color of the dream I had not too long ago. Misty blue and lilac too, never to grow old. There you were under the tree of song, sleeping so peacefully. Waiting
Bad boy, how do we
listen now?
Oh, you go tonight. Oh, Ramsay, rip a line. Oh, you gon' let it all hang out. That bottom girls, you made the rocking world go around. Hey, I've been singing with a band. Across the wire, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed bluesy on the way, yeah. But their beauty and their smile went kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them big butt women every time. Oh, you gon' take me home tonight. Oh, I'm selling it by life. Oh, you gon' give it all you got. That bottom girls, you made the rocking world go around. Stiffness in my bones. Ain't no beauty queens in my locality. Oh, but I still get my pleasure. I still got my greatest treasure. Big butt woman, you made a bad man out of me. Listen now. Oh, you gon' take me home tonight. What? Oh, I'm silently red by light. You made the rocking world go around. That bottom girls, you made the rocking world go around. That bottom girls, you made the rocking world go around.
Get on your floor and go.
That must be a Cajun reference. George and I both looked at each other. What did he just say? Get on your what and ride? Or get on your what and go? That is, of course, a Zydeco version of Fat Bottom Girls by a group called Zydecosis from their 2008 release, Zydeco All Night. There's so many great countrified versions of that song that I had to go off the board and play a Zydeco version, just because it's such a great cover there. And then before that, you heard a bunch of solo members of Queen doing covers. Before Fat Bottom Girls was The Great Pretender, which was Freddie Mercury from the album of the same name, which came out in 1992, a cover of The Platters. Brian May right before that one with a cover of One Rainy Wish. That seems like there's a spoonerism just waiting to happen with that one. One Rainy Wish. From his 1995 release, In From the Storm, a cover of Jimi Hendrix, hearkening back to last week's cover story, the Jimi Hendrix cover story. And then before that was Roger Taylor, his cover of Working Class Hero by John Lennon from one of his newer albums, Electric Fire. He actually does a pretty good job of including one or two covers on each of his albums. He's done covers of Bruce Springsteen's Racing in the Street and Bob Dylan's Master of War. And don't know what he put on. Did he put anything on Fun in Space?
No, that was all originals.
It was all originals, okay. Great Roger Taylor cover right there. And unfortunately, don't know about any John Deacon covers.
No, John Deacon has pretty much confined his musicianship to Queen, and then he retired.
So. Yeah. So he's not even part of the... wasn't even part of the Paul Rogers...
Nope, he is done as far as Queen is concerned.
Wow. All right, well, there you go. And then we start off the set with Going Back, a cover of the Dusty Springfield song by Larry Lorax, which was a pseudonym, I guess, of sorts for Queen, a different band name. What do you call that? I mean, if you can write under a pen name or a pseudonym,
it's yes. a... side project.
I guess
not,
you call it a
side project.
Yeah.
It was just a one-off thing.
Cool. Well, there you go. Some interesting news. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but they're working on a biography film with Queen.
This is news to me.
And as of a couple days ago, they inked a deal with the with an actor to play Freddie Mercury. Before I even say who it is, do you have any guesses?
Wow. I can't think of who my dream casting would be.
I don't think this guy would be in your dream casting. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh,
who's
really?
Got the look. I mean, you know, you throw a mustache on him and I think he could. But, I mean, can he play it straight? Well, I mean, can he play... I guess if you're playing Freddie Mercury, you don't play it straight. But, I mean, can he play it, you know, play it not as Borat and not as Bruno and...
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yes.
It depends on how tight a grip the director has on him.
There you go. And I'm not going to touch that one either. Let's move on to the last set of music here. You know, we couldn't do a Queen cover story without including a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. And really, I had about, 25 different versions to wade through to kind of decide what I wanted to do. And I decided to go with an instrumental version that's all done in a very different style than the original. It's all in surf music. And the reason I picked this is it's got kind of, I don't know, you know how the original version of Bohemian Rhapsody has all those different styles and all those different sections, all those different acts of the song. Even
movements, that's the word you'd grow movements. For.
Thank you. That is what I'm looking for. Even though this version is all done in surf style, it manages to still maintain those separate individual movements. Here is the Thurston Lava Tube from the 2006 compilation Beyond the Sea with their cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank you. nicht recht. Ich sag es dir, das Schwarz und Weiß ist kein Beweis. Nicht tot, nicht Not. Wir brauchen bloß ein Leitbild für die Welt. Ein Fleisch, ein Blut, ein wahrer Glaube. Eine Rasse und ein Traum, ein starker Wille. Jawohl, ja. Ja, ja.
Jesus, I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam.
That is Be Your Own Pet with a cover of Bicycle Race. That one comes from a great tribute album that came out in 2005 called Killer Queen, a tribute to Queen. Now, don't get that one confused with a cover band called Killer Queen that also came out with an album called Killer Queen, a tribute to Queen. Completely different. And I almost made that mistake today and started downloading songs from that one too. But no. You don't want that one. Before Bicycle Race, you heard Somebody to Love. That's by a group called MXPX, a punk group outside of Seattle, actually just across, just a ferry ride across the Sound to Bremerton. Well, not across the Sound, but a quick ferry ride out to Bremerton, Washington. Their cover of Somebody to Love, you'll find that on their 2009 album On the Cover 2. Let's see, Radio Gaga, right before that one, the mariachi version, or mariachi version of Radio Gaga, by a group called Maria Chill Out, which takes some practice to say. They did an entire album of Queen mariachi covers. I think they've also done Rolling Stones, and I'm sure they've done a Beatles, but I haven't found it yet. Laibach, before that, with a cover of One Vision. That comes from the 1987 Opus Dei album, and the title of that one is Gerbert Einer. Here we go. Gerbert Einer Nation. Again, easy for me to say. And that was the same album that had their great cover of Opus. Oh, what was the name of the group? Opus 5? Life is Life?
I believe the group was just Opus.
Just Opus, okay.
Yeah. Life is Life.
Life is Life. Fantastic cover. Again, when you hear the original versus the Laibach version, it's just amazing. And then we started off that with Bohemian Rhapsody by the Thurston Lava Tube from the 2006 compilation called Beyond the Sea, a nice little surf instrumental version of Bohemian Rhapsody. Wow, and that music must mean that it is time to end the show. 16 tracks, a biggie. I haven't done a 16-track show in a while.
Oh, it was a special occasion, wasn't it?
It was a special occasion. George here in the studio and, you know, Queen's 40th anniversary, 30th anniversary to the game. All those reasons to make this an extended show. Well, George, thank you very much for joining us.
It was a great pleasure, as always.
Yes, and thank you to everybody in the chat room who also participated in lively discussion during the music breaks. Very cool. Learned a lot about some great covers that I need to find out, some great Queen covers I need to look for. So there you go. That is going to do it, though. We'll be back next week with an all-request show, the all-request show that was going to happen yesterday before I decided to make this an extra-large episode. So that'll happen next Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Network, Frog Pants Studios Network. Listen to this show and other great shows on the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Podcasts so good, why, it is like you're there.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!